Kenneth Weidstad. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats. Hey, it's almost World Photography Pinhole Day, or Pinhole Photography Day. It's coming up next weekend, April 24th, Sunday, the last Sunday in April. And there's a website, which I will put a link to. You can upload your pinhole photograph made on that day and become part of a gallery archive that exists documenting pinhole photographs from around the world, all made on the last April of each year. And it's coming up. Pinhole photography is a fascinating idea to think that you can make an image with no lens, with just a tiny hole and time. Everything is in focus. It's a like an f/250 for a tiny, tiny hole. And you can buy commercial kits. You can buy a pinhole camera. You can get pinhole adapters to fit your SLR and build it out of a lens cap and put a hole in it. You can make one out of a cardboard box and a piece of tin and a sewing needle. You can use paper or film, photo paper or film, to make the actual image. And it's an experimentation. You have to go out and go see what works. How long do you expose for? When you get into longer exposure, sometimes because of reciprocity failure, you have to add more time. So if it says 2 seconds, make it 8 seconds. If it says 10 seconds, make it 20 seconds. If it says a minute, make it 5 minutes. That's how it works to get an image with no lens for Worldwide Pinhole Photography Day. Anyway, maybe I'll see your work there. Maybe you'll see mine. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.